And now this is a dictation for Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, December 1339, addressed as a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Geer, G-E-E-R, at Crestwood, C-R-E-S-T-W-O-O-D, Village, 810-244-0226. Dear Dr. Geer, a follow-up for Mr. Parker comes accompanied with his daughter. Underlying chronic kidney disease, hypertension, CHF with low ejection fraction, last visit in December. Pulmonary function test was done. It shows very low DLC, O in the upper 30s. Concern for interstitial lung disease based on CAT scan. Has a history of rheumatoid arthritis. He is exposed also to amiodarone and leflunomide. Both of them can cause lung toxicity. Has seen cardiology Dr. Kreposman and prior low ejection fraction now improved to 51. Remains on same medications. Failed a 6 minutes walking test in terms that he was not able to complete it, although oxygenation remained on room air at 96-98%. Has gained few pounds, says to be eating well. He's going to have EGD for some esophageal dilatation. Isolated diarrhea without bleeding. Some frequency, but no cloudiness, blood or incontinence. Stable edema, no major ulcer or claudications. Otherwise, no orthopnea PND, no rash. I review medications. I want to highlight the amiodarone leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E, Oncoric, Entresto, Lasix, Farxiga. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 80s over 50s. Baseline is up to 100 over 50s and 60s. Lungs are distant clear. I don't hear crackles or rattles or pleural effusion. No pericardial rap. Distended abdomen, no ascites, no major edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is in June, creatinine 1.48, stable over time. Present GFR 46, stage 3. Normal sodium, upper normal potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 12. I review reports of the echo, pulmonary function test, 6 minutes walking test, and high-resolution CT scan without contrast. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis. Next number, presently, upper potassium, does not require treatment. Next number, stable acid base. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium. Next number, anemia 12. Next number, congestive heart failure, prior low ejection fraction improved, continue pressing medications. Next number, severe dyspnea, has not required oxygen, there is significant low DLCO and high resolution CT scan shows ground glass appearance, suggestive of interstitial lung disease. given his history of rheumatoid arthritis, as well as exposure to medications like amiodarone and leflunomide. This needs to be discussed with pulmonologists. Notice that the CAT scan, the liver density was increased, potentially suggesting the amiodarone deposits. We will follow in 6 months, end of dictation.